Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is TV Black Box, bringing you the inside goss from the TV industry.
Amanda Lang, welcome to the TV Black Box podcast on what is a very exciting day for Foxtel with this new deal with Warner Brothers Discovery.
Yeah, it really is such an exciting day for us, and we're absolutely thrilled to be able to finally make this announcement after, you know, a deal and a partnership that's been a long time in the making. After, you know, we've obviously been partners with them, with Warner Brothers, or Warner Brothers, and now Warner Brothers Discovery for over 20 years. But it's really great to be able to talk about this new deal and talk about the future of our partnership.
I was just thinking today, like, it's just over the last 18-month period in the Foxtel group, you've done deals with the AFL, the NRL, Australian Cricket, Formula One, NBC Universal, and now we've got this Warner Brothers Discovery deal. I mean, that just must give you so much confidence moving forward as a business.
It really does. It's extraordinary. It's an extraordinary privilege, really, to be the home of all of these, all of this incredible content. And, you know, we were sort of talking the other day about having, you know, both NBCU and Warner Brothers, and having these really strong partnerships in the entertainment space is akin to having the NRL and the AFL in sport. These are, you know, the big dogs of content. They never fail to deliver. They have content that is just beloved by everybody, and it's such a broad range of content, which is one of the things that is so pleasing about being able to continue this partnership with Warner Brothers Discovery. Because of course, since the merger, we've got everything from Dr. Pimple Popper to Aussie Gold Hunters to Sopranos to Sex and the City to, you know, White Lotus to The Last of Us. It's just so broad. Friends, Big Bang Theory. There's just such a breadth of content that we've got so much to offer.
Yeah, that's exactly one of the points I was going to make, because people kind of talk about it as if it's a HBO deal, but it is so much bigger than that. You've got brands like CNN and Cartoon Network, and it really does set you up with a whole heap of content right across your business.
There really is something for everyone. It is truly an embarrassment of riches when you think, as you say, from Warner Brothers television series, like sort of East New York and the Winchesters, and that rich library, Big Bang Theory, as I mentioned. And then you've got the premiere series, and we've got True Detective coming this year with Jodie Foster, which is going to be amazing. The Palace with, you know, Kate Winslet, and who can forget her in Mayor of Easttown, that, you know, won her the Emmy. So you've just got, and always got that deep, rich library to delve into, whether it's Sex and the City, that you sort of, you watch some old episodes ahead of the next season of And Just Like That, which I think everyone can agree, we can't wait to see the return of Aiden in the next season of And Just Like That. But it's just everywhere you look, there is something for everyone, you know, in the family or in the household.
Yeah, and can you just talk to me a little bit about how important is this deal for the future success of Binge? Because obviously the Binge platform is largely built on that HBO and Max content library.
Well, obviously we've had this content since the launch of Binge, and it's been an important part of the quality offering for Binge. But Binge succeeds not just because of this content, but because of the breadth of the content it offers, because it has rich unscripted content as well. It's got lifestyle content, it's got kids content, it's got the big rich dramas, and of course it's also got our terrific originals. I mean, Love Me, which was the first binge original, you know, scripted show, was award-winning and a very, very beautiful show. And obviously, we've just finished production on season two of Love Me. So it's got local content, scripted and unscripted. Obviously, we've announced F-Boy Island, which is currently in production. We've got, we've got Real Housewives and other shows to come. So Binge has, again, a great breadth of content. And I think what we're seeing is you need that breadth of content to succeed as a streaming platform, because you have to have something for every different mood, you know, how people are feeling, different times of the year, different times of the day, and that's what Binge can offer. But yes, it continues, it will continue to have this very, very, this quality content that is the foundation of some of that big, those big growth moments when you get people to come into a show like Euphoria. And then you use your smarts and your marketing and your, you know, and your beautiful product to keep people with other content that you know that they're going to like.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned local content, because I know Warner Brothers has become an important production partner for you with your local content. They've been producing shows like Selling Houses Australia or a various other series. So does this new deal, does that help to expand that into the future?
Indeed. I mean, as you know, we have a long history of commitment to Australian production, both scripted and unscripted. And I'm very pleased to say that our relationship, our partnership with Michael Brooks and the team here in Australia will continue. And as you say, that is both across scripted and unscripted, and very successful shows from the 12, which was just a stunning production, and Love Me, which was so moving and beautiful, to, you know, Selling Houses Australia, to F-Boy Island. It's very diverse.
Yeah, and can you speak a little bit of the importance of the local content? As far as I know, international content is obviously brings in the eyeballs, but Australian content, Australians really love to watch Australian content, don't they? I think that's an important draw card, but it also provides something that you can then on-sell to international markets.
That's right. I mean, you've seen in the last 12 months, the Australian content has been so popular, and the recent massive hit of Colin from Accounts, which is now being sold globally. And we've been breaking records with the Australian content. So the content, some of the Australian scripted productions which have premiered in the last 12 months have been the most successful, most watched Australian content in the history of Foxtel. I mean, that's absolutely extraordinary. But the local content and the importance of local content is not just in the entertainment space. Because we have such a strong sports offering with all of the major sports in Australia on Foxtel and in KO, this is all part of why these international partners choose to partner with us. They have many suitors. All of these deals are very, very hotly contested, both the sports rights deals and the entertainment deals. They're very hotly contested. They have many suitors, but they choose to partner with us, because of the trust and respect that we have between our companies, because of our reliability, our reach, our audience, our reputation as having a commitment to quality, our innovative approach to deal making, and the multiple platforms and brands that we can offer. That frankly, that there's no one else in Australia can offer what we offer. But in that local content isn't just about the local entertainment productions; it's also our local strength in local sport.
Yes, yes. Reading through your recent financial details, it's obvious that streaming is the future of the business, and that's where you're gaining your big customer growth now, through big products like Binge and KO. I noticed in this announcement that there's talk of another streaming service coming into the mix. Are you able to speak any further about what that might entail?
Yeah, so we've made an announcement in relation to, it's called Project Magneto. That's the project name. That's not the name of the product, but that will be launching in the back end of calendar 2023. And that is what we really call it. It's a super streamer. It's a streaming aggregation platform. And we really will be breaking the ground globally, partnering with both Comcast and Sky in this product. And it's a beautiful product that brings together all of your streaming products in one beautiful kind of user interface. So a way of, for example, you've got three or four different streaming products. At the moment, as you know, you need to sort of come in and out on your connected TV or whatever it might be. You sort of have to come in and out of each app. You have to remember which show you're watching on which app. But this brings together all of those streaming products that you might be subscribing to, so that you'll have continue watching for, you know, the four different shows you have across the four different streaming products. They'll be there on the home screen. Recommendations from a range of different streaming products that you subscribe to. You can ask for, you know, give me, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, and it'll show you the different movies that are on all the different streaming services that you subscribe to on that screen. You can just with one remote go and seamlessly in and out of those. So it is going to be a really beautiful product, and all of our partners will be, they'll be part of that product.
That sounds fantastic, and I think it's really serving a need at the moment where people are so confused about. I mean, they're hearing of so many shows, but that people are just losing track of where everything is and how to find it and how to manage the billing. And it's coming at a time where, I don't know how you feel, but I feel like the streaming is sort of reaching that maturity point where we're starting to need a little bit of consolidation.
Yes, and this is really, we talk about this product being something which will provide consumer liberation and true convergence. And people are... You know, people really are aching for that. They really do want to see that because it is getting so confusing. Everyone knows the sort of, you're standing on the, you know, the sidelines of school sport on a Saturday, and everyone's talking about, what are you watching? I'm watching this show. I'm watching that show. What product is it? Oh, I don't know which one it is now. And, you know, and people, so these are the conversations that people are having. This is the modern day water cooler conversation. So people really will be seeking a product that does that for them. And I think we're really excited about this super streamer.
No, I think that's a fantastic idea because I work in the industry and I struggle to keep up with it all. So I can only imagine how the average person. Exactly. Just speaking of Foxtel and all of your services, I mean, can you just speak a little bit of some of the big highlights we can expect in the remainder of 2023?
Well, obviously, Succession coming in March, which everyone is very excited about. We've got True Detective with Jodie Foster coming this year, which is, I think that is, I've seen the trailer for that, and I mean, she's just extraordinary. The True Detective, all of those series have been absolutely fantastic. I think we've got the Idol, which is something which is very, very sort of buzzy and real cult favourite, will be, I think, because that's from Sam Levinson, the man behind Euphoria. And he created that show with The Weeknd, the musician, and it's about, you know, the music industry. That's very cool, very buzzy. There's shows like The Peacemaker with John Cena, which I absolutely love. And of course, you know, and Just Like That, which, as I said, people are really can't wait to see the return of Aiden and the fashion and the drama that's on that show. And there'll be new seasons of various Discovery shows on the Discovery Channel. And there's some great. There's a show called Love and Death, which is got Elizabeth Olsen in it, and that's just sort of this true story of church-going folks in Texas who embark on an illicit affair that ends in murder. That is absolutely beautiful. The styling of that show is extraordinary. So lots of great content to look forward to.
It's an incredible lineup of entertainment, really. I could just finish up by asking, what are you personally watching at the moment?
Oh, well, The Last of Us, I think, is rightly been sort of critically acclaimed and enormously popular. The styling of it, the script, the development of it, it's so rich. It's scarier than most things I usually watch. I prefer a rom-com to a thriller, but it really is a very, very beautiful show, and the cast is extraordinary, so I'm really enjoying that.
That's a fantastic spot to live. Amanda Lang, thank you for joining us on TV Black Box.
Thanks for having me.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.